tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans. Producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows. Interviewing celebrities and showrunners. And bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of Dancing with the Stars. It is week six right here on AfterBuzz TV. I'm Kristen Burt, and I'm glad to be back. I appreciate that Suri sat in here and took my place for the last couple weeks. But we've got a hot show tonight. I mean, we were already starting to discuss the dances, and everyone's like, it's a buzz here, okay? You'll notice that not everyone's here. One's in traffic, one's at an audition. So Suri is hopefully going to sneak in here. Jake is out this week. But across the table, one of my lovely co-hosts is here, Darvina Plant.
Hi, guys.
Good to see you. And next to her, yes, the one, the only, and we're always glad you're here every single season, Shirley Ballas.
Thank you. It's good to see everyone again.
I know. We love you so much. And I thought of all the weeks, with everything going on, all of these iconic dances, I'm like, I'm so glad Shirley's here with us. Because just to really, there were so many different opinions on Twitter today that I was listening with everyone. And we all were kind of buzzing about certain dances. So, you know, let's kind of just dive into the fact that they decided to do these iconic dances. Some were a little bit more recognizable maybe than others, or some have a greater impact in dance history than others. Mm-hmm. What did you think of the theme?
Well, I thought the theme was great, but I did think that certain professionals and the celebrities got those big iconic pieces of music, and then one or two people got okay pieces of music. I mean, the audience was already clapping to the big pieces, you know. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I was disappointed in a few selections of tunes.
How about the thought, and we went through this, we went through each dance line by line going, that was a rumba, that was a samba, mm-hmm. that was jazz. I felt like it should have just been a night of freestyle and just let people 100%. Go to town with the choreography.
Yep, I agree.
I think my understanding was, when I spoke to a couple of the professionals, was that they just had to do a little bit of rumba or a little bit of recognizable, but this week they were going to just sort of let them do their own thing, was my understanding. But I don't suppose the public got that because it wasn't really announced. I had to ask.
Yes.
You know, because some dances, they'd say, oh, rumba. And I was like, that was a rumba instead of corky.
Where's the rumba?
Yeah. I feel like the themes should have been the themes, and they shouldn't have tried to, you know, put, oh, you have to do a bit of rumba in here, because at the end of the day, they are such iconic numbers that almost is impossible for these guys as choreographers to kind of make that happen, with everyone having such a vivid picture of what it is in their mind already. I think that's a very hard thing to walk into. I would have been like overwhelmed. So on that front, I think it should have just been, you know, the iconic routines, but
like a freestyle.
Yeah,
maybe just open week.
Yeah, I kind of agree with all that, because I even sit there and think jazz is so open to interpretation of what that
exactly.
is. I mean, I grew up with kind of classic Fosse jazz, so that's always what it is in my mind, but that's not always what jazz is these days.
Well, we've got Mathematics jazz with Paula.
I enjoyed it. I thought she did great.
I can't wait till we talk about that one, because I did too, and I was like, that was a little harsh. But let's kick off the night with Hayes and Emma. They started off with Grease, and this was a jazz piece, according to what they were given.
I liked it a lot. I thought his facial expressions have really grown. He's starting to really come out of his own, I think. You know, before it was, he was just getting the choreography down, but now I feel like he's really trying to step it up, especially after Switch Up Week. So yeah, I enjoyed it. It wasn't my favorite. It wasn't terrible. It was like a solid performance.
Kind of the perfect way to start the night,
yeah.
Right?
Well, I think, having met him, he's a very, very charming young man. Very, very, very polite, lovely. So when I watch him, I'm already endeared to mm-hmm. him. I just, for me, I thought she was fabulous. She just looked stunning in her outfit and everything. I just found him a little awkward in the movement. I didn't feel like he was comfortable. So although I feel his facial expression, he was doing his best with his facial expression. He is a wonderful, good-looking boy. But just when he started, like, with that box, I thought, oof, There was a few little odd, you know, moments for me. But generally, overall, I thought he did quite nice. I mean, he's come in as a non-dancer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So one has to look at that. But overall, it was okay.
I kind of thought when I saw him, I thought, you know, he is all arms and legs right now. He's still growing into his body. And this is the type of dance that kind of highlights I'm still a little gangly. Yeah. it's hard to be 15. We all remember when we were going through puberty and just like, what is this body and what's going on? I do wish, and I don't know, and I would love to know if they actually had him sit down and watch Grease, because
I hope so,
because John Travolta has a certain swag and charisma in that film, and sometimes I think watching that gives you a little bit of like grounding.
But during the package, he didn't seem to be familiar with
whatsoever. It's
Olivia,
kind of scary.
No.
Yeah,
he did. Danny Zuko like, no with Danny.
Who?
I was
like,
no.
That was crazy. That was true. Yeah.
I know. And I said to my boyfriend, I go, can you believe he hasn't seen it? He goes, he's not a teen girl. I'm like, well, okay. And, you know, it was funny. I thought Emma looked great. And I think she's doing a really nice job, though, with Hayes. And I think that, you know, he's one of my big surprises this season. I just was kind of like ready to write him off when I, you know, on paper, I'm like, oh, a Vine star. He's 15 or 16. He's 15, I think. So I'm like, whatever, but I just think he's a really good kid and he's committed. And I think most 14-year-old teen boys would be like, dancing with the stars.
I think he's also, with Emma, though, he's got a great professional. I mean, I've known Emma since she was a little girl and worked with her many, many times when she was a competitor. She's just the epitome of the professional's professional. Good score, bad score, she just is right there, supportive 100%. I like her. I think she does an amazing job.
Yeah, she brings out the best in everyone,
yeah,
doesn't
she?
She does, really, she does.
All eights during the for their score, a total of 32. Of course, we're adding in Olivia Newton-John's scores, who, she was just there being like, that was good.
That was great.
Everybody was the same, I thought, a little bit yesterday. But
yeah,
it was nice to see such an iconic person there. But
she didn't say more than, like, a sentence,
no.
I feel like. It was like, and what do you think? And it was like a sentence, and then that was it. It was like, moving on.
It was like, it was pretty.
Yeah.
You were nice. You were sexy. I kind of wish someone had done Xanadu, I have to say, or, like, physical or something, because...
It's whether they can clear the music. I'm sure they tried across the board to get as much cleared as they can, but it's always about clearance.
Yeah, that is a good point. I always forget about how difficult it is to get that
difficult
music cleared. Second dance of the night was Andy and Allison singing in the rain. This was also jazz. So what do we think of Andy and Allison?
Well, I thought it was brilliant. I love the set. I thought she did an amazing job. I think he carried out the job amazing for me. It was a clear four tens. I thought she used the floor extremely well, from one end to the other, up, down, the sofa, the stairs, just everything about every... I just thought she was brilliant yesterday, and the way she highlighted him was outstanding.
Totally agree. I feel as though Andy last week, I don't know what happened, but there was just this massive change where he decided he was in the competition. He was like, I'm arriving and I'm doing this. And I guess having Shana helped. And then he's just continued that on to this week. And literally that routine, I was so surprised. I was like, how is he actually doing this? Like, he's not a dancer. There was so much in that. So much running about here, there, up on the stairs, down, you know, the sofa, like you said. That was a lot. I really have to take my hat off to him. 100% deserved that. Four tens.
But I think a little bit as well, when you put somebody in ballroom frame, or if they have to do Latin frame, or if it's a little open like this was, it's open to interpretation, it's a little easier to do that.
For sure.
Than
but
to get in ballroom frame or whatever.
Last week, what was it he did? Was it Argentine Tango?
Argentine Tango.
That was really good. Considering the week before, I think I was like, oh no, he's not going to last. So he really is progressing, you know. He's really, you can tell he really wants to be there.
He was outstanding yesterday.
Yeah,
I just thought it was extremely entertaining.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I agree. And I felt like earlier in the competition, Allison and Andy together as partners, like, wanted to be there, but they were kind of stumbling along. And it's interesting when the switch up sometimes just sparks something in the contestant and the light bulb goes off. And I felt like that happened with Sharna. And he just came into the rehearsals with Allison and it just, everything's flowing. Yes, it is open to interpretation 100%, but I think this type of choreography also showcases Allison's work very well. This is some of her major strengths. And
well, she's not good, she's not great, she's brilliant.
Yes.
That is her forte. And she, with that beautiful demeanor of femininity and womanliness, she just brings it for me.
Mm-hmm.
So outstanding.
Yeah.
Take my hat off to her.
The whole
Definitely.
Concept and moving through and taking, again, you're taking a very iconic movie and then moving through the scenes that way. Brilliant concept.
Yep.
Okay, so we're all good with the 10s on this one.
Yep.
40.
100%.
Oh, look at that. Number three. It is, yeah. No, I just saw the eyes. I saw the eyes. All right. Alexa and Mark, Slave for You by Britney Spears. This was a cha-cha. Let's talk about, and I've been getting a lot of tweets all season, and yeah, I don't know what's going on behind the scenes. What's going on behind the scenes? Because I feel like if you just look at the packages, it looks like Mark and Alexa sort of get along, or that they're having like difficulties in the rehearsal trying to get on the same page. Mom, what's happening?
Well, first of all, I feel like Dancing with the Stars can edit anything the way they want to edit it. So, for instance, I know they get along. I know she's an extremely very, very Christian-like lady. He's extremely patient, but they can even edit that show to where he looks like he's a different type of person. They can cut sentences, they can cut and paste, they can put blogs on the bottom, so they can make the viewer believe anything they want to believe. I mean, I know that's a good team. I know it's a polite team. I know they get along extremely well. Mm-hmm. I mean, when she was with Derek last week, she passed a comment and they cut and spliced that comment and moved it around so it made it look like there was a competition a little bit between the two teachers, if you like. So and that's reality TV. Yep. That's what they do. That's how they get votes. That's how they get people to tweet. So, yeah, it was the whole number. I thought I watched it, of course, live, and then I watched it when I went home. I think it was very, very challenging choreography. I think she hit all the points when it came to cha-cha. They did all that. And I think that she's this Christian-like person who's not really there and outside the box and an over-sexy person. But me personally, I thought she did a really good job. But when they get basted sevens and then I look at some of the other scores, well, I do understand it, but I know that the general public will look and think, oh, can that be a seven and that be an eight or a ten? So I think that, that the marks were extremely low for them. But again, it's the show can do what they want to do to manipulate whatever they want to do. So that's how I feel.
Yeah. I think especially after last week as well with her, you know, nailing her last routine, there was a lot of pressure coming back after Switch Up to kind of keep on that train. I loved the cage at the beginning. You know, there were so many aspects of the routine. She's doing a lot of difficult choreography. I just thought it was a very, very good routine, and I definitely think it was underscored. Like, sevens? Are you kidding me?
Should have given her a 10 just for wearing the snake.
I know, she's
snake voice. Right,
to be honest with you, if I was doing a routine with a snake, I would be absolutely quivering in my boots, let alone performing. So, yeah, 10 for that in itself. But, yeah, I don't understand what the deal is here. There feels like a bit of an issue, like, the judges just... I don't know. Are they not liking them? Like, I don't get it.
I feel like they have quit on them from the beginning. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's always a couple or two each season that you're like, they're just like, we're not interested in some weird way. And there was cha-cha content. Why couldn't there have been all eights across the board?
I know, that's...
At least. Mm-hmm. Like, at least I would have been like, okay.
Because if there would have been four eights, do you think you would have been talking about them?
No.
Do you think people would have been tweeting? Do you think they would have been sat at home saying, oh, was that a seven? You know, because that's what the show... Their job is to rile up, chat, tweet. What could this be? That should have been this. You know, that's the idea of the show.
Mm. How about Mark? I relate to Mark a lot because... You can read his face. You know what he's feeling. I have the worst poker face. Like, if I'm in a bad mood, you all know. If I'm sad, you know. It's all here. I feel he was very reserved in his interview, even with Leah.
Well, I had a chat with him after that, you know, and he said, you know, what should I be? Should I just stick my teeth out and be fake?
No.
Because he's a little transparent and he wears his heart on his sleeve. So, of course, he was a little disappointed for her. I mean...
He's authentic, though.
Mm. You know, a little disappointed for her that people maybe read in the wrong way. But to him, he's sincere in his expressions and what he is. But, you know, obviously people... He said, should I stand there like this?
No.
Like, I'm happy.
I wouldn't either. I mean, so I totally relate.
What should he do? I mean, you damned if you do and you damned if you don't.
Exactly. I'm sure if he piped up, then everyone would be like, oh my God.
It would cause controversy. Yeah. So it's interesting showing emotion in a way that's maybe not necessarily like by the rules.
Well, let's just hope people voted because she looks like she's ready, you know.
Bless her heart, she was crying her eyes out at the end.
She was. I mean, the second she knew she was in jeopardy, those tears flowed.
Yeah,
pretty
they were
quickly.
Flowing.
Yeah,
if people have voted, then they'll stay on, and if they haven't, then she'll be next to go home.
Yeah, and I think also people need to realize that these stars are invested and the pros are invested and they want to stay as long as possible.
Yeah.
Maybe not Paula. Yeah. Paula was like, my grandbaby. She was ready to be done. But I think especially where we're at with the final eight contestants, I feel like everyone has a real need to be there and a real want to be there. So.
Definitely. It's really getting competitive now, I think.
Yeah. And I love that. I mean, I feel like we're working towards like who the final two are going to be. It's getting clearer and clearer, but I feel that the past couple of weeks it's been like, well, it could be, it might be, but it hasn't been like, oh, this is Alfonso's season, he's just going
to
win.
Which I've loved. It's been like, you know, to sit here and be saying that Andy has got all 10s, I never thought I would see the day.
Oh, I was thinking if they did a double elimination this past week, I would have been like, it would have been Paula and Andy and that would have been it. They're just done with them.
No. It wouldn't have been if there was a double for sure.
He's in the game.
He's
in the game. Let's go on to the fourth couple, Bindi and Derek, Dirty Dancing, doing a rumba. If you watch the movie, it was a mambo. So why not? Let's just do a rumba.
I think he kind of crossed over a little bit. There was a little bit of mambo in there. She did have some rumba, some recognizable figures. She had extremely pretty legs. Mm-hmm. She did even some point work where she was on her little toes and everything. So I thought that she executed that extremely well. He had some iconic pieces in from the movie. I thought the whole concept was very close to what it was from the movie. The music, very hard to beat. The music before anybody starts. And bless her, she got up in that lift and he pressed just that. Those arms were pressed. He was nervous about that because he talked to me before. He was like, you know, I'm really going to have to give it a go. And he took one little step back, if you noticed, and then a little tiny step back. But he got it then. He held it. I was proud of him.
Let's talk about this lift because for non-dancers, lifts, some of them can be easier. Some of them can be really challenging. This is one of the challenging ones because you're getting the momentum and then you have to be captured overhead, hold in the middle part of your body while also trying
half
to...
Half and half, yeah.
Yeah, so it not only is the partner that is the support supposed to be really strong, also the dancer. There's a lot required.
And hold the back.
Hold the back up.
And to do with timing as she's coming in and he's going up, so...
Not an easy one for a dancer. So, you know, and we know that Bindi is a non-dancer, so she's come in and done really well in this competition. They did give all 10s for this. What did we think based on the lift, you know, maybe not being as perfect? They did say that they had 50-50 shot between rehearsals and everything else. So they were thrilled that they accomplished that.
For sure. I mean, I loved the routine and I did think it was 10 worthy, but the lift wasn't as stable as a 10, like, you know, a 10 worthy performance, so to speak. Like, it was just a little bit off for me. Like, I could just see that wobble a little too hard. And then they changed the angle. I wish they just changed the angle a little bit sooner because then I would have been fine with it. Do you know what I mean? But that was the only thing, though. That's, like, one thing out of the whole routine. I couldn't find anything else with it.
Yeah, if we had, like, a 9.5 paddle, like, would we have held up maybe 9.5?
Yeah, I think we would have. So that's
well, I think she's the front runner, isn't she? I mean, she's definitely 100%. The front runner. They can vote from Australia. They can vote online. You know, they're pushing it in Australia weekly. So she's just got the most larger-than-life personality. And she is genuinely like that. It's not for the viewers. It is the person that she is.
She's a ball of sunshine.
Extremely polite, educated when it comes to anything to do with her animals and everything else. She's a breath of fresh air. So
I think also that's where her intelligence comes into play in dance, because a lot of very smart people can do very well in terms of like remembering choreography, getting through patterns and things like that. She's using all of that brain power that she has and putting it into the dance, which I think is really interesting. And she's already very connected to...
Plus she's got the story, hasn't she?
Story.
She's a great story and she comes from a great family and a mom and a brother and...
Well raised.
All the professionals say she's just an absolute delight to have on set. So.
I love that. And I also want to just like compliment her in the fact that Derek does not back off on her in terms of content and choreography and being able to remember all of that and where you have to run and where you have to be and then hitting the mark to make sure that you get to that lift.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the amount of things that they'd done prior to that, they had to do the majority of the routine. Was that not like right at the end? Like, that's a lot to have that in the back of your head all the way through. You've got to run here, you're dancing with the troupe here, you're doing this, that, and the other, and then you've got that lift at the end. It's like a lot.
Yeah, because usually, I always think of like Olympic routines, like with gymnastics and figure skating, they always front load the routine so you get them over with really quickly.
And then
quickly.
You can just,
and then you can rest and relax and be like super happy. Well, this was not front loaded. This is loaded when you're really exhausted and you have to be like, oh my gosh, in about 2 minutes, I have to be up in the air and I hope I nail it. But I haven't always nailed it, so.
Well, the thing with her is she's never had any fear, has she? So she hasn't got fear of a crocodile. Yes. And she's got no fear of going in that water where you saw Derek squirming and, you know, whatever piece of poo she picked up and threw out and whatever. She has absolutely zero fear. So it's why amazing. Would that lift must be a piece of cake for her instead of having a face in a crocodile? You understand what I'm saying? So
she just is fearless. And you know, I always think this is why some of the younger contestants do so well. As adults, we learn what fear is, and we talk ourselves out of it. But I think it's why when you see the Zendayas and you see Willow last year, Hayes, we're seeing it with Bindi. They just like go out there and they do it and they're not thinking about live TV. And I always sit there and think, oh, I wish
I still had
that.
Sadie, when she danced with Mark, I mean, she would do anything. She wanted to try anything.
It's really true. That's a good point. Yeah. The younger you are, I think, the easier it is on the show.
I'm like, I need to remember that and, like, go back to that place where you're just like, I'm just going to do it. I don't care.
I know, right?
No consequences. I'm good. Just go out there. So she got 40s altogether, 10, 10, 10. Leading the pack. Oh, doing amazing. All right, let's go to Louis and Paula.
So entertaining.
So entertaining. Vogue, a jazz piece. And, you know, woman got through the choreography very cleanly this week.
Well, I've been in England for the last month, so I've been kind of following the show. I just got back Sunday and went to the show Monday. So I watched the number she did with Mark, where he looked like Jim Carrey as the milkman. And I thought she was amazing. I thought he did halftime for her. Yep. But she shocked me. I was like, wow, girl, you go. And this week, she just was right there with her Vogue in her way. I find her extremely entertaining. I thought Louis put together their kind of like a very... all that dress and the men in the shorts. It was entertaining. I didn't really know which bit to look at, really.
I think that was fine.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. I mean, it is what it is, and I just thought it was interesting. And
she didn't disappoint, did she?
She didn't disappoint, and her scores, they are what they are, and she stayed on as long as she did, but... I have to say, each week I thought, okay, now what's she going to do this week? You know, and how is so-and-so, or how is Mark going to deal with her, or what's she going to do, you know? So, yeah, I enjoyed
Paul. I did, too. I mean, she was a hoot. And,
she was such a hoot.
Yeah, you know, and we have to remember, too, she came in with a lot of controversy. Mm-hmm, yeah. She's had a rough few years, and... you know, I don't know if she changed people's mind, but at least she came in with the spirit to at least prove
Wonderful.
Herself, and that's all you can do.
And hey-ho, who doesn't make mistakes in life? Oh, yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, progress. Those who live in glass houses shouldn't be throwing the stones, but
so
I'm not saying right or wrong, but I mean, I think genuinely she's a good person at heart.
So. Yeah. And we will have Louis Van Amstel in studio next week, so he's confirmed.
We can pick his brain about that.
I want to hear about
for
it.
Sure.
And I think it's always interesting with Louis because he's such a technically trained dancer. Mm-hmm. Having to change things around when you have a contestant like Paula where you can't just, you know, throw everything in the kitchen sink.
Well, I think that's what he said this week was after switch up week with Mark and Paula and her responding so well to just having fun that he really wanted to kind of continue in that vein this week. And I think that was great. You know, you could tell that she really responded to it and she had a great time and she didn't look scared. Like the first couple of weeks, she looked like a rabbit in headlights getting from one position to the next.
Yeah, by about week three, I think she settled in.
Yeah.
And then she realised she was just there to entertain, really. You know, each week
and
was a bonus
did.
For her.
She said
I don't know what she had written on her panties, but it was very
interesting. Oh, yeah, what was it?
She had something written on her panties.
Yeah, it was amazing.
She loved showing her bloomers.
She does.
That was several weeks of showing bloomers. She also was dancing with a meniscus issue for the past couple weeks, too. So, and Louis said, we are not going to make this an issue. You're not going to be a victim. You're just going to pile through. So,
yeah.
All sixes, whatever. It's all good. She had a fun ride.
Great.
Let's go into Carlos and Whitney, the Magic Mike rumba. I mean, because when I go and look at male strippers, I expect to see a rumba.
A rumba.
Thunder
rumba.
From Down Under rumba. Okay.
Wow. Well, he had a little issue with his shirt, didn't he? Bless him. It was probably because he felt a bit uncomfortable, like, you know.
Ripping it. And then just kind of half on, half off.
And it was kind of like hanging there. But as Julianne said, he did handle it well. You know, he could have totally been in his head about it, but there was a moment where I think he made a decision like, I'm not going to be able to get it off. I've got to keep going, so let's just keep going. And he did. His energy is great. And he was matching Artem and those boys like no other. I didn't look at him and go, oh, he's the celeb and he's trying to keep up. Like, he was great. He was the main focus and they were like his backup dancers. Mm-hmm. Loved it.
I think he understands the show. I think he gets the show. I think his package was extremely clever. Mm. You know, I am, what is my religion, and I'm not sure about going out there and doing this. But in actual fact, when he went out, he sold it 100%.
Yeah.
He was absolutely there. He knew exactly what he was doing. When I watch him on the show, I think, you are a man who understands the show. So he doesn't play the victim at all. He is an absolute 100% competitor. Would be highly surprised if he didn't make the final.
Yeah.
So I just think he is... He wants it too, I feel.
100%.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I think his wife is extremely talented. I think she's got actually a lot more to bring out of the shell a little bit more. But he has no fear. He is 100% there in order to get where he needs to go. So that's how I see when I watch him, and I thought he was outstanding.
Ah, interesting assessment. And, you know, Whitney had a real challenge because Magic Mike, again, it's a solo, and she has a rumba, and that's a partner dance, and you're kind of going to try and, like, how do I come in and out and sort of execute this? So,
well, you couldn't really see it was rumba, and I think if Len would have been there, he would have been the first one standing up and saying, where's the rumba? I don't get the rumba. But because, again, you know, the judges, with the exception of Julianne, are coming more from the stage, as where Julianne's come from the stage and the ballroom and Latin world. So I often find her critiques to be more Len driven, if you like, as where the other two like show numbers, and you take your shirt off and you've got a 10 from Bruno. So do you know what I'm saying?
Or Carrie Anne will give 10 sometimes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The emotion catches her. She might
But it was very good, and whatever it was, rumba, whatever, he executed it. 100%. His energy was off the chart. He's a good-looking man. He's got a great physique.
Yeah.
And he had absolute zero fear. And you can see that.
Do you think, and we saw this with Charlie White and Meryl when they were on, where because they're partners, whether they're married or partners, like, on the ice, or do you feel sometimes that it cannibalizes, you know, one partnership over another in terms of votes?
Yeah, it's quite hard. I don't know. It's an interesting one with them. I think the way it's all been played with the whole husband and wife thing, it's not really drawn my attention.
Well, we spoke about that in the car. Yeah. I quite like that they've got a husband and wife team on. I think it's not had that. I mean, I know they've had partnerships on before, but the husband and wife team. Now let's see which one of you will rise above the dog pile, so to speak. I think it's quite an interesting story.
Yeah, but I don't think they're going to, or Alexa isn't going to play into that. Do you know what I mean? Like, if they try and push it further down the road. Because I've already seen her respond, like, with the packages and stuff and the way she responds sometimes.
I think yesterday she learned a huge lesson, I think, yesterday. Oh, I think if she gets to stay on, you're probably going to see a bit more of a competitive side.
Some fire.
Sometimes people just take a minute for the penny to drop. And I think when I watched yesterday and I could see how upset she was, I thought this lady is genuinely not ready to go.
As a wife,
she's
though,
spirit,
yeah.
You know, so
I think maybe it's also she's trying to find her place as being a wife and being a competitor. Do you know what I mean? And I think maybe for her, that's she wants to look after her man. Maybe, I don't know. And you know, it is a competition though, and I think she is starting to understand that.
Yeah, sometimes you just need that little kick.
Yep,
we're like, we're gonna give it to you. The scores on that one were 10-9-9-10 altogether for a score of 38. Then we go into Nick and Sharna, Saturday Night Fever. But it's a samba, it's not a disco. But there was a lot of samba content in that.
Yeah, there was. I really enjoyed this routine, actually. It really took me back. I felt like the set, the whole vibe, really encompassed the whole routine, like, from start to finish. Nick is great on his own. Like, he has so much swag, and he really got into it. I think after last week, coming back with Sharna, he was, like, ready to listen to whatever she had to say. I was like, okay, you tell me to do it, I'll do it. And it was great. I love them two together, actually. They're growing. At first, I was like, not so sure, because it was just such a sure thing. But now I feel like, after that routine, they did a really good job.
I think I haven't genuinely every week liked what he's done. And, of course, we get the privilege at Dancing with the Stars to watch. I'm watching the live show here, but there is a monitor to my right here. So I can see what the general public is seeing. I'm not always seeing the same thing here. When I saw the setting, I thought, oh, that's quite nice. When I saw it on the TV, I thought, that's brilliant. Mm-hmm. I loved it. I really loved it. I thought they did some great samba. He did some stationary samba walks that were off the chart. Even I was shocked. I thought, wow, good for you. And I think he encompassed it with this wonderful feeling from that iconic era. Mm-hmm. So I thought it should have got better scores than it got. What did it get?
You got 1.9 and 3.10.
And then he should have got 4.10.
Yeah,
what do you think? Because I feel like that Nick and Sharna and Bindi and Derek could be the two final couples. What would it take for Nick to beat Bindi? What does he need to improve on?
The voting system from Australia? No, just kidding.
Just on the technique side. Oh,
my. Well, yeah. I love having Shirley.
Nick needs to find a country to vote for him. Europe, do you want to vote for Nick?
You know.
How about you, Africa? A whole continent.
I mean, it is what it is, you know. What would he have to do? I don't really know if I can answer that one. I mean, he is a great dancer. At the end of the day, it will come down to the freestyle. Mm-hmm. It is, there's dancing, there's popularity. People have got to take you to heart. They've got to love you. They've got to see your hard work ethic. He's talented, she's talented, but there's some other people on there talented. I'm not so sure I would have said he was a shoo-in to be first or second, funnily enough.
Oh, really?
I could pick
top
a couple,
four?
Possibly, yeah.
I would like to see him, like, do a freestyle. I would love to see a freestyle because, you know, he's got so much ability, and to see what Sharna would give him,
no,
that would be worth watching 100%.
Yeah, because we know that she's got the talent on the choreography side, too.
Yeah.
Who would you say for top two, then?
Mm. Well, Bindi. Bindi,
of course. Like, just right now, as it stands in week six.
Well, like I say, I was overly impressed yesterday with Andy and Alison. I was very, very impressed with them.
He's got to keep that fire
I was up. Impressed with Carlos and Whitney, with his determination, with his going out there. And I wouldn't underestimate Alex and Lindsay because...
Oh, yeah.
Alex,
you know, like a hero, and he's...
Handsome.
It's her first season, and she's done an incredible job. So right now, I wouldn't like to call it, with the exception of Bindi and Derek, I wouldn't like to call the other... to see how it goes next week and... Because, like I say, in jazz, some people can pick it up, but in the ballroom, it's not so good. And then in the Latin, it depends on the style and how that pack falls for that week.
Mm.
So, and I think we've got some major talent on this show, so this season.
Excellent. All right.
Yeah, we do.
I just wanted to just throw that out there. You just never know. It looks like Surrey has made it, finally. Traffic, if you guys want to know what traffic in LA is like.
Horrendous.
This is an example. Oh, welcome.
Hi.
All right. All right, she's going to slide in on that. She's going to be in the hot seat.
I know.
All right, well, welcome. I'm glad you're safe.
Thanks. I was watching you guys on the way here.
I love it. Hopefully you were...
I was like, I'm watching my show.
I also hope you were focusing on the road.
Of course I was. I can listen and not watch.
All right, we just talked about Nick and Sharna.
Nick and Sharna, yeah.
But we're going to move on to Alec and Lindsay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I love Nick and Sharna, just so you know.
The samba. The samba.
That's great.
All right, let's go into Alec and Lindsay. They did Jailhouse Rock, and it was a jive. What do we think? Because I feel like he's in the middle of the pack right now, and I feel like what's happening is that I'm not sure the judges are, like, loving where he is, and they want to see more out of him. Is this good? Is this bad?
Well, first of all, I want to compliment Lindsay on her first or second season as a professional. I think she's outdone herself and really tried to come up with some concepts and some original choreography. And so congratulations to Lindsay. And I think he's improving steadily every week. And now, to me, it looks like he's gaining confidence. I love the concept. A little bumpy in areas. A little bumpy, maybe, you know. But genuinely, I thought it was pretty good. And again, similar to Mark and Alexa, I think the score could have been a little higher.
I think this routine, just after last week, I felt as though he really nailed it. It was just so action-packed.
Yeah.
And I think it was a lot of that for me this week. I was a bit like, it just didn't quite hit the mark. And that's how I felt with this routine, although I love him and I want him to keep like continuing and I don't want him to go anywhere. But I think he needs to step up the facials now. It's like we're too far in the competition, and although he really did work on it, but it can't just be like, okay, here, I'm going to smile. It's like I need to feel that from the inside out now.
You don't think it's grown though from week one?
100%,
and it's starting to get better, and it's just, it's starting to get there. He's starting to feel more comfortable, I feel.
And he's had a rough couple weeks, let's just be honest about that. Sure. Between the organ shooting and then his friend getting stabbed. I mean, could you throw anything more at Alec and still get out there and perform? Because you're like, hey, Mirrorball Trophy, and then you've got these dark things happening in your life on top of it.
I think he absolutely stepped up. Like, I saw a huge improvement. I saw facial expressions. I saw him trying. Like, you saw him smiling. You, for sure, it was an improvement for him. Yeah. Definitely happy with what I saw from last week to this week.
Yeah, and, you know, we've talked about Lindsay, but I just think that this has been such a wonderful season for her and just really showcasing her abilities, and she's really focused.
And she's focused, and I think that I've known her again since she was very, very tiny little girl, and not to compare her to any of the other professionals on the show, but what you see is what you get. It's sincere as they come. It's raised in the most incredible way with the most incredible family. And I think that she displays that, and she's able to offer that to somebody like him. She's just, I just think she's a wonderful girl.
And she was able to, you know, be like, you didn't listen to a word. Like, she can crack the whip when she has to. It's not like, you know, just because she's young, she's not able to be that authoritative figure. She can 100% handle it, and has done. You know, look at how amazing he's done. You know, he's done really well to be so good.
I know, because I think back to that announcement on Good Morning America when they're like, Alex Scarlatos. Yeah. And I'm like, well, that's an interesting choice. And then I'm like, we'll see them, like, bye-bye in a couple weeks. And then that first week he came out of there and you're like, okay, contender. Yeah. I like it. He's got some fire. And she's in it. She's like, I'm back as a pro, and you're going to watch me and see what I can do.
And she's learned a lot over the seasons, being on and off and being in troop and learning everything. So commend her.
I love that. And this was the scoring. It was 8-8-7-7. Could we have done all eights on this?
Yeah, I think so. Even though I was the one that was a bit, you know, on that, I think it could have been all eights for sure.
No, I thought it was fair, actually.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
How funny is that?
Yeah. No, because I was on the way here with all that, when I was listening to all the scores, I'm like, oh, I was like shouting out my opinions. I couldn't get them out because they were different than some of them. But yeah, I thought it was fair.
30. We'll see what happens next week. And then we go to Val and Tamar, Rhythm Nation, Jazz. A very iconic, I think, like, 1990 dance. And I love that he did give a shout out to Anthony Thomas, because this really was groundbreaking at the time in terms of choreography and the music video. And this was actually a short form film. I don't does anyone remember that?
I remember.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. What did you think?
I loved it. I loved all the choreography. It wasn't my favorite. I had like the, you guys have already covered my top three favorites. But it was, she handled herself really, really well. It's no secret that she has not been my favorite every week, just because I've not felt the connection, you know, with her face. And she's more thinking about things. That's what it looks like. But, you know, she handled herself amazingly well. Lots of hard choreography. And she was in her element. That's my positive feedback about it.
Do you have any negative feedback about it?
I just, you know, some people are your cups of tea. And some are not.
She's just not your cup of
tea. And she's just not my cup of tea.
I don't think you're the only one in that.
I know I'm not the only one. Look, I'm not people's cup of tea. I hear it every week. It's okay.
We're not going to be everyone's cup of tea, are we? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But 100%, I think it was hard with this package, because I actually like her. But I was like, then it's like Shirley said about the editing. It's like, you know, I'm sure although she was sick, there was plenty of footage of her in the rehearsal room, as opposed to the footage of her.
I mean, there had to be. She couldn't do what she did if she had.
Exactly.
Yeah, it didn't do anything.
And Val like, on his
alone.
Own.
Wait.
Poor Val. Let's
pull the heart. Let's put
It's like, really? Come on, guys.
It's true, though. It didn't set her up.
It didn't.
Not in the best light.
But at least she redeemed herself when it came to the choreography.
Yeah.
You know, she was great. It was so precise.
Yeah.
And she was in a block of dancers, professional dancers, doing such precise choreography that any little, you know, mishap, you would have seen it. And she owned it. I thought she really owned it, and then some.
Yeah. The one thing I said about the choreography is that because of the precision, it is unforgiving.
Yep.
one slip up and the whole thing, your eye goes and you're like, oh, she lost it. Oh, she made a mistake. Mm-hmm. So I thought she did really well. This was one of my favorites of the night.
I think she's, first of all, I wasn't familiar with who she was. I mean, Toni Braxton, I'm familiar with. It's the sister, right?
Sister.
Yeah, the sister. And what does she do?
She's a singer.
She's a singer. So, but what I do see when I watch her, extremely competitive. So again, you were talking about maybe Mark wears his heart on his sleeve. I think she does as well. So if it's not quite, and that's probably why you don't always think it's endearing, but I'm sure that she's an absolute 100% competitive. And I think Val also now, I mean, he said to me, look at me, I'm dressing up now. At one point he wouldn't dress up in anything. So he's come out the box and he's willing to try different things. And when I watch her as a dancer, I just see competitive person.
That's awesome. I love that. I love that you said that.
Yeah. As a person, I don't know how she is. And just the, like you say, how they cut and edited those packages.
Sure.
They can make it look like she's a bit sour because she didn't get this score. But I'm sure that's not the case. I'm sure she's just disappointed in herself because she is a competitive person.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I enjoyed the number. I thought that, Val did a good job. And I thought that to say that she was so sick, however long they got to practice, I thought she pulled it off very well.
Definitely.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, Anthony Thomas, I saw him, like, tweet out. He was super happy. He was like, this was pretty amazing. Wow. And that choreography, if anyone's tried it, I think, have you ever done it?
I've done a little bit of it, not a full number. But, I mean, you're with all those pros. You're professional dancers.
And it, she held her own.
Yeah.
She, it requires you to, like, know the counts of everything and, like, where the arms go and...
Yeah,
it's edges and
it's hardcore. Yeah. I actually worked with Sean Cheeseman, who danced for Janet and Michael. So his choreography was very much like that, and it was hardcore as a dancer, like in rehearsals. So
yeah,
she really nailed it. He didn't like water it down. He wasn't like, sorry, you're sick. All tens. I was totally fine with it. A lot of people were like, no, it wasn't a 10, but.
There were tens all over the place on
this
show.
This was a 10 show.
That was definitely 10-worthy. If we're going to go back, 100%.
Yes, if you look through all the other tens, it was 10-worthy.
Is there anyone that you thought that got a 10 that you were like,
absolutely. What was your word? There were a few I was screaming at the TV. I was like, are you kidding me? What am I watching right now? I think
What was that dance?
Go give me the 10s again. Who were the 10s?
Okay, 10s. Bindi got all 10s.
Yeah, Carlos. I know. You were talking about the lip. Yeah, I thought 10s for Bindi was okay.
Carlos and Whitney.
What was Carlos' routine?
He got a 39 on top of it. He had the rumba with Magic Mike.
Oh, yeah. It was okay. I wasn't the one I was screaming at, but I was a little like, oh, they got 10s. Okay.
Allison and Andy, full 10s.
Yes, that was the one I was screaming like, no way was that all 10s. Really? Sorry, guys. Yeah, I love Allison. I love her. Sorry, but I mean, I don't know how amazing? I was in studio. I'm so sorry. I know, right? That was, I knew so it was going to be like totally opposite, but I love what Allison did, and we were texting last night about it, and, you know, what she did, the transitions and everything. I think it was fantastic. It blew my mind it was a 40. There was no way.
And I thought it was clearly a 40.
Really? Yeah, well, surely, I bow down to you. Surely the one that's the expert and knows if it's a 40 or not. And maybe I need to go back and watch it. But I just, you know when some numbers just grab you and they grab a hold of you and you're just in it. And that number I struggled through, being in it and feeling it the way that I feel some of the others. But it's just me. That doesn't mean that, you know.
Yeah, it's art.
It's art. It's an interpretation. Here's what I can say about this show last night, and we were talking about how everybody has got strong opinions about last night's show. And when there is such strong emotions, one way or the other, that means somebody's doing their job. Mm-hmm. There's choreography happening that is causing you to feel one thing and you to feel another thing, and that is awesome.
It's just like our show when we have opinions. Sometimes I
think yesterday the music has a big part to play.
Yeah.
Like some of those professionals got really, I'm not saying that all the music wasn't iconic, I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
But some of it was larger than life music, and that makes the job easier because the people already clap.
Right.
Before the number starts.
Like, it's the first chord of a song and you're like, oh my God, I love this song. It brings back so many memories. You're already in it.
Yeah.
Which, you know, is kind of interesting, watching the opening number, which we haven't talked about yet.
So that was great.
Mandy Moore, I actually texted her today because I was like, and I don't usually like every week go, hey, Mandy. But I was like, Mandy, I have to, hey, what's going on? But I really just felt, I just said, you know, one moment to the next, and to be able to do it, and you're not doing it with the actual music, you're doing it with a Whitney Houston song. To pull things, like, and I had a lot of the younger kids on Twitter were like, what was that one with the mirror?
And I know,
and,
I saw that. And hilarious.
Lindsay, and I was like, okay, my heart, my dance heart's breaking just a little bit, because it is Music in the Mirror, and it's Donna McKechnie, and I'm going to tweet out this YouTube video, please watch it, it's from Chorus Line.
Kagan as well, so funny. I love that.
You know, I just, and Richmond Froog from Sweet Charity, that and opening. Big Spender, I tweeted all those out. Guys, watch them. Because the moments that she picked out were so beautiful. Singing in the Rain with Derek, the flash dance with Karina,
it all went together.
Single Ladies. Us. Yeah, I mean, and that's, everyone knows the Single Ladies.
It was
ladies
seamless, though, going into Single Ladies. It was just, yeah.
She's just an amazing choreographer, though, with great insight. Yeah. And admire her and her work. It's very, very good.
Opening number. Yeah. I love the opening numbers when they're like that. That's, I live for those numbers.
Right?
It's lovely to see the pros doing their thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so nice to see them all just really going for it and
that
doing
MC
what they do.
MC Hammer
best.
With those trousers, that brought back a memory or two.
I love that.
Hammer pants.
And of course, it's Val and Mark. And it was just brilliant.
That was great. Yeah.
That was awesome. Next week brings in the team dances, so that always adds a fun element, which I think is good.
Halloween week
as well. Week. Is Mark, come on, Mark is like Mr. Halloween. Does he have something like cooking up?
Yes,
oh,
I do believe
that creative brain. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping today when they go in that they can overcome their scores yesterday and move forward and just come bring something really iconic next week. Yeah, that he loves Halloween week.
Yeah, because I was going to say, if there's anyone to trust for Halloween week and just give like Mark 110, it's Mark Ballas.
Mark Ballas.
Just do it. Go with the costume. Go with the makeup. You're just going to have a time of your life.
Yeah. You be what?
I think you'll love it.
Absolutely. Shirley, how long are you in the States? Are you going to be stick around to the rest of the season?
I'll be here now for the rest of the season. Always at this time of the year, I'm 4 weeks in England judging at the Royal Albert Hall. So, and some major competitions in my scene, so I follow from a distance, and I wait for some of the fans to, Lady Monica, she tweets me, these are the scores, you know, and I'm either awesome. In bed like, oh, yesterday was an oh.
You're like, it's tough being a mom sometimes.
It is. Well, character building.
It is character building. The show is character building, I think, for all of us, even on this end.
Yeah.
But we want to thank you so much for coming in. Such a treat. We just love having you here, and I know the fans do, too.
We'll try to get Corky back in again.
Yes. Oh, my gosh, please.
We love doing it with him.
Do you know how many memes we've had from, like, press the button, it's a real show from last season.
Amazing.
So amazing. Oh, we love that. We'll have to try and work on that towards the tail end of the season.
We want Corky.
So, where can everyone find you online?
You tell me.
At Shirley Ballas. Because her Twitter handle changed. So you guys, Twitter. Yeah, it did.
Yeah,
it used to be Shirley Annette or something like that.
Now we got
just Shirley Ballas.
Yes.
Darvina, where can we find you?
Diva Dolph on Instagram and Twitter, guys.
Sorry.
At Suri Serrano on everything, literally everything.
I want to wish a happy birthday to Hannah, whatever. It's happy birthday, so I forgot it. She tweeted me, and I'm like, I can't forget your birthday. I'm at Kristen Burt on Twitter and The Kristen Burt on Instagram. Next week is Louis Van Amstel. We will see y'all next week here at AfterBuzz TV.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.